I'm telling you, the news is on loop anyway. You are going to hear the same thing in 10 minutes that you would hear all day long. It's just being said in a different way, or it's looping around, said by different people or in different stories. So turn it on for 10 minutes, learn, and then you can go and switch over into something that you want. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Hello, beautiful friends. Now more than ever, I'm so grateful for you. Welcome back to the show. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And some of us seem to have more time right now. Others may be stuck at home with family and they may be feeling like they have less time. So shout out to all of you wherever you are at. Today, I want to chat with you about the most important thing that we can possibly be paying attention to right now. And that is, once again, I'll be bringing this to you just about every week. That is your mindset and what your plan is around when you start to feel like you are not in control of your thoughts. Because there's not a whole lot that we feel we might have control over as far as where we can go or what we can do, even though I firmly believe this is a beautiful time to be able to do all of the things that we've been wanting to do at home or in our yard or around our house. But we certainly have full control over our mindset. And I want to kind of create a fun thing for you guys today. Maybe you could go get poster board. Maybe you could do this on a sheet of paper. Maybe you don't even need a sheet of paper. Maybe you could do this in the notes in your phone. I want to create with you some if this, then that. So I don't know if you guys have ever heard of those where there's some different options of, if this happens, then we do this. A lot of times companies will use this or families will use this. This is a strategy for just knowing. It's an easy way to just know what you're going to do. If this happens, then you do this, right? So having a couple different options for that. So I thought that we could chat about that and really realize and look at where our mindset has been coming from, what we've been thinking. A lot of us might be defaulting back into maybe the mindset that we were raised with. Maybe you're kind of hearing all these different voices in your head that might sound like your parents, that might sound like CNN, that might sound like NBC. Maybe it's a lot of fear. Maybe it's a lot of just being really focused on what's going to happen in the future. And while those things are important, it doesn't need to consume your full day at all. I'm telling you, the news is on loop anyway. You are going to hear the same thing in 10 minutes that you would hear all day long. It's just being said in a different way, or it's looping around, said by different people or in different stories. So turn it on for 10 minutes, learn, and then you can go and switch over into something that you want. So if this, then that. If I find myself feeling depressed and starting to focus on the negative and go down the spiral of Instagram, I'm going to immediately jump up out of my chair, put my phone down, and make a plan to go exercise. Except I need you to make the exact plan. And if you're not going to exercise, if this, once you try that, right? If you try that and it doesn't work, then I'm going to go and just start cleaning my kitchen, because cleaning my kitchen is still a better option than scrolling on my phone and starting to feel terrible. So I want you guys to create a little chart. You can do it with your family if you've been stuck in a cycle of something that you don't want, right? If this, then that. If I start to fight with my husband and notice that I'm picking the fight or he is picking on me, I'm going to do what? What are you guys going to do? Make a plan. Because if you don't want the same day that you had yesterday, you need to know what you're going to do if it comes up again. I think this could be really fun to do with kids. If this, then that. If I start to feel bored, if I start to feel depressed, I'm going to do this. If that doesn't work, then what am I going to do? So I know that might sound so basic, but I'm telling you, create a little chart, point at it, remember it. If this, then that, that is how you're going to change your mindset. So for me, I start feeling so tired right now around 3 o'clock or 3:30. So the first thing that I do, because it's really tough for me to be like, oh, I'm tired or bored. Okay, let's jump to the hardest thing. Let's go start writing part of a new book. Let's go start taking an e-course. No, that's not going to work for me because I'm tired. I don't have energy. So I'm going to do the lowest hanging fruit, the lowest common or the lowest thing that I can do that requires the least amount of energy, but gets me moving. So I'm like, okay, can you go clean up the kitchen and put a little bit of music on? Because that's going to start moving my body. I'm like, yes, but I definitely can't go sit and start writing a book or do something really challenging to my brain right now. So I'll go and do that. Or maybe I had go and take a walk on there and maybe I'll go take another short walk just to start getting my body going. Then from there, I can say, what could I do next that's going to make me feel better? Do I feel like sitting yet or do I need to do more physical things? And once I do that and I start feeling awake, then I make another choice. What do I want to do from here? So you guys, you see how it's not just like, it can kind of be like if you start feeling bored or you start feeling tired and you're like, oh, I should really be doing this. We can start making ourselves feel worse thinking that we should be doing a million different things when really you could be doing the next easiest thing that makes you feel a little bit better than where you were. If this, then that. If I'm bored, how about I just turn on this one song and have a little dance party around the house? How about I call a friend or do a Zoom call or something like that? I am finding that the truth for me is every time I talk with somebody over Zoom or on the phone, I have way more energy. So that might be huge for you to connect with people, not just text, not just an email, but to actually FaceTime someone or Zoom with someone. And you'll notice that you have a lot more energy because people ignite us, especially if it's somebody who is, oh, let me just preface that it is needs to be with somebody who's a little more positive. Maybe someone who is also not sitting and watching the news or feeling terrible. So with that said, I hope that this helps. I hope it gives you a little roadmap or something fun to do with your family. Just come up with four, if this, then that, and see if you can guys can all remind each other, hey, remember when you made that little if this, then that? Let's use that right now. Let's try it. Because I noticed that you're getting in a slump, or I noticed that you're bored, or I noticed that we're going down that spiral again and we want to make sure that we have a different day than we did yesterday. So I'm sending you so much love as usual. I love to see if this helps at all. Make sure that you tag me and in Instagram, in your stories so that I can see you, so that I can say hi, because I definitely want to know if this is reaching you. And you guys always tell me what you are looking for right now. Like what type of information would help you right now? What would it help for me to talk to you about in order to help you lift your spirits? Because this can be a beautiful time in history. This can be a beautiful reset. This can really give us the time to sit and think about what we actually want in our lives. So just notice if there's some default responses happening, it's okay. Forgive yourself, but then say, what do I want right now? What could make me feel better? And choose that. All right, you guys, until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.